president in the U.S., and it's happening tonight in Annapolis.
Wall Street, the Dow was down 12 points, the NASDAQ up 74, and the S&P up 1.
And we'll have the latest on the Washington Capitals coronavirus problem.
Plus, former Washington quarterback Dwayne Haskins has a new team.
It's 7 o'clock.
A vaccine shortage and a presidential promise.
Help is on the way.
Senate Republicans want
to wait until February to begin an impeachment trial.
Powerball windfall for the dealer.
Distribute some of it to the employees and renovate my kitchen.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Peter King in Orlando. President Biden may have writer's cramp after a second day of signing executive orders. The 10 he signed today are meant to step up federal response to the pandemic. Here's White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
This is the plan.
President Biden held up a copy of his 200-page strategy for tackling COVID.
We're in a national emergency. It's time we treat it like one.
Calling the Trump administration's vaccine distribution plan a dismal failure, Mr. Biden aims for 100 million vaccinations in 100 days. Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked in the briefing room what will change.
We certainly are not starting from scratch. Because
Fauci says Mr. Biden plans to build community vaccination centers, work more closely with pharmacies, and invoke the Defense Production Act.
So it's taking what's gone on, but amplifying it in a big way.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News.
A plan can't come soon enough for places like Erie County in western New York, where clinics have been canceled because of the vaccine shortage. Brittany Kaza is a medical assistant there.
I'm ready to get back to normalcy. I mean, even if it's a new normal. So it's just extremely disappointing, really.
CBS's Chris Martinez.
Here in hard-hit Los Angeles County, new vaccine appointments for next week remain up in the air. County officials say that's because they don't know how many doses they will get from one week to the next.
I know people would feel much better if we could say to them, you know, every week there will be X number of appointments for people 65 and older to get their first dose. But we just can't do that because we don't have allocation numbers in advance.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she still hasn't sent the articles of impeachment to the Senate for Donald Trump's trial. And now Minority Leader Mitch McConnell wants to delay that trial until next month to give both sides time to prepare. After years of trying to get compensation for sickness and death from Flint, Michigan's poisoned waters, residents may be getting close to at least some financial satisfaction. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
A federal judge has given preliminary approval to a $641 million deal that would benefit residents of Flint, Michigan, who were harmed by lead-contaminated water. Residents can object to their share of the payments, and they can pursue their own claims. Experts have blamed bad water for an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease, which led to at least 12 deaths.
The Dow closed down 12. Now this.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
7:03 here on WTOP, Thursday evening, January 21st, 2021. It's 48 in Stafford, and we're headed down to 28 overnight. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis.
And I'm Ken Duffy. The top local stories we're following this hour. Maryland's governor wants every school district to start offering at least some in-person classes if they aren't doing so already. And he wants it done very quickly. More from WTOP's Michelle Bash.
Governor Larry Hogan says the switch to virtual learning prompted by the pandemic has led to terrible learning loss. So
we are urgently calling on all county school systems to immediately make every effort to return to hybrid in-person instruction no later than March 1, if not sooner.
Maryland Deputy Health Secretary Dr. Jinlin Chan.
There is little evidence that school reopening is a major driver of overall community spread.
Governor Hogan says he can't order school boards to reopen schools, but he will do everything he legally can to make it happen. Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
The association that represents teachers in Maryland is reacting to this push to get the kids back to class.
Cheryl Boast, president of the Maryland State Education Association, noted that Governor Larry Hogan and State Superintendent Karen Salmon's call to get schools to open no later than March comes days after teachers were added to those eligible to get COVID-19 vaccinations.
This topic about vaccines is very interesting because even the governor admits we don't have enough of them.
Boast rejected the governor's suggestion suggestion that schools have thrown up roadblocks to reopening. In Prince George's County, school CEO Dr. Monica Goldson issued a statement thanking parents, staff, and teachers for their patience during the pandemic and said their health and safety were the highest priority. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
7:05 now to the vaccination effort. Demands for shots overwhelming in Montgomery County, where seniors have begun to pre-register for the few doses available.
Montgomery County has not finished vaccinating healthcare workers yet, but is pre-registering some seniors to possibly start getting their shots early next week. County Executive Mark Elrich.
We can vaccinate more than the 7,000 or 12,000 people a week that we are currently vaccinating.
More than 68,000 seniors ages 75 and up have pre-registered for Phase 1B Tier 1 of the state's vaccine plan so far. The problem is availability. The county says they only received 7,300 first doses this week. County Health Officer Dr. Travis Gales.
As we get them, we are putting them out there, but we have a long way to go.
At a hearing earlier this week, it was estimated there were up to 20,000 healthcare workers still needing shots. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
D.C.'s mayor says the city is working to get more vaccines into the arms of residents. She adds, as with much of the nation, demand has overwhelmed supply.
The numbers make it clear that we're getting the doses out. Our systems to get them are working, but we simply don't have enough vaccine to meet the demand in our city.
From now on, vaccination appointments will be released to eligible residents every Thursday morning to priority zip codes. D.C. has posted more than 2,200 openings today, and it won't shock you, they were booked up within minutes. Citywide appointments will be released every Friday, and 740 more will be available tomorrow morning in D.C. for those 65 and older and for healthcare workers. And the mayor says starting next week, D.C. police, as well as teachers and school staffers, will be eligible for vaccinations. Find more on our local vaccination effort at WTOP.com.
Maryland's late Senate President Emeritus Mike Miller now lies in state inside the State House's rotunda in Annapolis. The Maryland flag placed over the casket, which arrived just a few minutes ago, and people are filing past. Miller, who died last week of complications from cancer, will be there tonight and tomorrow. Maryland state troopers led a procession through his old Senate district as his casket made its way from a Clinton funeral home to the Maryland Capitol.
Dr. Anthony Fauci of NIH was back in the White House briefing room tonight. We'll hear some of what he had to say right after traffic and weather. It's 7:07.
Here's Dr. Marie Harper, the dean of the Dr. Wallace E. Boston School of Business at American Military University, on Leading Forward, the link between higher education and our future government workforce, sponsored by American Military University.
I saw this new norm as an opportunity to assist businesses with what they need to do in order to meet the challenges and hopefully opportunities of this new norm. And we looked at our program, kept some of the basics, but added some what we consider new skills that would assist.